Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You are more than you think. Let me start off by saying that the life of being a child of God is filled with challenges, real life challenges. Some of these challenges, they come to break your bodies and spirits. Some challenges are ongoing, but the challenges that believers experience, they are not child's play. But you are still here. You have not turned back to go to your Egypt, where you were rescued from. So what is it that keeps these Jesus followers going? We're going to find out today. And incidentally, if you're facing some tough challenges right now, thank God we're having this conversation. Firstly, let me tell you, you are not quitting. That is out of the question completely. Secondly, and more practical, is that nowhere does the scripture refer to you as defeated. And you know why? Because that is not in your future. Now, let us talk. Have you ever heard of the valley of the shadow of death? Talk to some believers who find themselves in a season where it is dark. You can't seem to make it from one day to the next because it seems that everything around you, everything you are experiencing spells D-E-A-T-H, death. You feel threatened by the circumstances of your life, and somehow they seem unending. Some days lead you directly to the den of predators, situations that are not going to kill you easily. Rather, they are there to maul you, to tear you up, to rip you into shreds. I'm not going to ask you, but I know there are times you wish you would go to bed and not wake up the next morning. But you know what's worse than that? Is those nights when you go to bed and hardly catch a wink of sleep. What have you done? And where is God in all of this, you ask? I tell you where He is. He is right there with you. You don't have to scream your prayers for Him to hear because He is right there in the darkness of life with you. That is the truth. If you ever doubted His promise, which says He will never leave you nor forsake you, this season you are going through is going to cause you to experience the real Jesus. He delivers you from death in the valley. He is the spring of living water in the valley. Some days He makes you fall asleep with a rock as your pillow like Jacob. But especially then, He is right there with His rod and His staff. Those two weapons drive away demon spirits, and the more they come to attack you, this omnipresent God you serve sees in the dark the efforts to make you become meat for the vultures, and over again, He saves you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. Psalm 91, verse 3. It could well be that you are in your deepest, darkest valley right now. Before you confirm that reality, allow me to send you this message. It spells, I've got company. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 43, verses 1 to 3. If you are honest, you will say, that's true, because your God, your Redeemer is with you, walking beside you, guarding you, and simply frustrating the devil and his work. Because let me say it this way, there are times, especially since you have entered this dismal and wretched valley experience, that you are certain that this is it. I'm about to die a horrible death, and it is in these moments that the invisible God proves that He is undefeated. I have to tell it to you another way. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Isaiah 59 and verse 19. I know you didn't get it, so I'm going to repeat it for those who are having hearing problems today. when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard, a barrier against him. And what about the storms that come your way? The howling winds of hardships and the vicious and gigantic waves that can do nothing else but can easily cause your boat to capsize. And because it is an active storm, emergency crews cannot approach you. Oh, my friend, this one Jesus smiles at, because in that moment, that's the thing that is about to plunge you into real destructive end, Jesus stands up. And Jesus speaks, "Peace, be still." And no human cannot explain, but the winds and the waves obey his will. They came for you that time, but they obeyed Jesus, and you can sail on to your next assignment. My friend, there are so many ways that Satan attacks us with vicious and deadly intentions, and still you're standing here. How do you explain that? You are asking me? Well, let us ask Paul, the great apostle, and this time, please listen closely. "And lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I be exalted above measure. Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord 3 times that it might depart from me. And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.'" "Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 to 9. You heard correctly. I'm serious. He does not always remove the crisis situation. He does not always heal or fix the problem. This creative God you serve sends grace, all sufficient grace. He gives more grace when the burdens grow greater. Yes, grace, the kind of grace that causes you to smile at the storm, the kind of grace that brings peace when sorrows like sea billows roll. Can I make fun of you? Yes, you, and I'm not being insensitive. I'm going to leave you with a scripture that puts all of this into divine perspective, and a smile is going to break out on your face. All that you are going through is for a reason. There can be no victory without a fight, no calm without a storm, no healing without a sickness. There is a reason why the Bible describes you like this. Are you ready? "No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Romans 8 and verse 37. Now, start singing praises to the God that you know while you are going through the valley. It is coming to an end, my friend, because you are more than you think.